Come by here, dear Lord. Come by here. Come by here, dear Lord. Come by here. Come by here, dear Lord. Come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here. Be a blessing, Lord. Come by here. Need a blessing, Lord. Come by here. Need a blessing, Lord. Come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here. Thank you, praise you, Lord. Come by here. Thank you, praise you, Lord. Come by here. Thank you, praise you, Lord. Come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, all that's within me. Bless
Amen.
His holy name.
Yes.
This is another day the Lord has made. Let us
Amen.
rejoice and be glad that we're part of the day.
Amen.
Anybody
Amen.
glad to still be here?
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory be to
We
God.
have been giving God some praise for
Yes.
another day.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's worthy.
And
My
allow us
Lord,
to
he's
be a
worthy.
part of that day.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. We praise God for each and every one of you that's in the Zoom service.
Thank you,
We
Lord.
got every officer of the church, every minister that's a part of it, every lay person that's on Zoom with us. Everybody's special,
Amen.
everybody's important, everybody's precious.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And God and me, oh God and I, we
Yes.
both love you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Unconditionally.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God for you and all that we have for you. And we're going into the word at this time from the book of First John, second chapter, first two verses. First John, chapter 2, verses 1 and 2.
Amen.
Are we there?
Amen.
Didn't need some time.
Amen.
Okay, we're there.
Amen.
Okay.
Yes.
My little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins. And not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, I need a middle man.
I
I
need
need
another
man. Yes, my Lord.
We tend to try to do things. We struggle. Trying to get it right. And seem like the more we work on it, worse it gets. Our efforts seem to be in vain because there are just some things we just can't do
Amen.
without the Lord. So in order to do that, we got to have the middle man. Hey, when God made man, in the beginning. He placed them in the garden called Eden that he's prepared especially for them to live in.
Mm-hmm.
And gave Adam dominion over all that was in the garden. Okay, and the life form that was there and in the garden. And Adam and Eve messed up. And they broke the command the Lord told them not to do by eating a fruit.
My Lord.
That was forbidden to them. Now, God could have left that fruit out of the garden.
Did you, Pastor? Did you?
And let man live.
My Lord.
But he had no choice. He would have had to live through the things, right? Because there would be nothing there but that he could mess up on.
My Lord.
Because he had given freedom to all things in the garden, except that one. That one thing was put there so he can have his choice. Okay, because God don't want to force you to love him.
That's right.
He wants you to love him on your own.
My Lord.
He wants you to come to him. And he will make things all right.
Yes, he will.
Okay. So when Adam and Eve ate of forbidden fruit, it caused a separation to come between God and mankind.
My Lord.
And the lifeline between God and mankind was severed. And could not be put back together again by man. And so man was hopelessly and foreverly doomed to die forever. The chances of getting back to where it was gone. And so, man started working, trying to get his way back in good grace with God.
My Lord.
But the lifeline between them was severed. And man didn't have no way to get to God.
No, he didn't, my Lord.
Okay. And so for that to happen, he had to have someone to go between him.
Yes, yes, my Lord.
And mankind.
And
would be able to talk for him. Now, when this happened, man was doomed to die.
Yes, sir.
And he had no way. Wasn't it right because it wasn't good enough to come to God.
Yes.
And plead their case before him.
Yes, sir. My Lord.
Now, a middleman is something like the lawyer in the courtroom.
Yes.
The lawyer is the person that stands between you and the judge.
Yes.
Because if you are in the courtroom and you got a lawyer,
yes,
you can't speak directly to the judge.
No, no, my Lord.
You got to say what to tell the lawyer what you need.
Amen.
And the lawyer had to get permission to speak to the judge.
Glory be to God.
So not even the lawyer can just jump up and start saying something that aggressed the judge. You honor. And get permission to speak. Okay. So the lawyer then becomes the middleman. Uh-huh. Now you can choose to plead your case on your own,
uh-huh.
but you're taking a very, very bad chance. It's already bad enough with the lawyer.
So.
Because sometimes a lawyer is successful,
uh-huh.
other times it's not.
Uh-huh.
And not because the person was guilty, sometimes they're innocent.
Uh-huh.
It's wrongfully punished.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Because the lawyer wasn't a good middle person.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
But the middle man that I'm talking about is perfect.
Amen.
I heard somebody say he never lost a case.
Amen.
Every court case he had.
Uh-huh.
Between the father and you.
Uh-huh.
He came out successful.
Amen.
Yes, sir. My Lord.
He never ever loses on our behalf.
Amen.
Okay. Anything happens, that just got to be a part of the will of God.
Yes.
Because the lawyer that I'm talking about will not go against the will of God.
Amen.
He does what is according to the word.
Uh-huh.
What is right and pleasing in God.
Yes.
Amen.
And so when you get in trouble, you need to get to the middle man.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
And he will make everything
right.
Yes, he will.
Right.
Yes, he will.
Okay. So Psalm said, the Lord is my shepherd.
Yes.
And I shall not want.
Uh-huh.
Okay. He is the person that you need.
Uh-huh.
To fit every case and solve every problem.
Amen.
The Lord is my shepherd. He is my middleman.
Amen.
And since I am, he's my middleman, I ain't got to want for nothing.
Amen.
Amen.
Tell somebody, because Jesus will handle it.
Jesus.
You know, sometimes your lawyer can go there and plead for you, and you don't even have to show up to court.
Amen.
That's right.
Because the lawyer does it, have it for you.
Amen.
Jesus is that kind of lawyer.
Yes.
Uh-huh. You don't have to go to court.
Amen.
He settles all of it for you.
Yes,
and let you just keep on going on your merry way.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Know you bound you and tell you can't go there and you can't go this way. You got to be in court. He says, no, just go on about your business.
Uh-huh.
I take care.
Yes, yes.
That's what the middleman would do
my
for
Lord.
You.
Uh-huh.
So you don't have to work for anything. You know, he's got it handled.
Uh-huh.
And he's going to make everything
All right.
Making me to lie down in green pastures.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay, everything become luscious.
Yes.
And flush.
Yes, sir. My Lord.
Me to lay down comfortably in green pasture and beside calm water.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
So everything that's going rushing in your life, he will calm it down for you.
Mm-hmm.
Your middleman will bring peace where there's chaos.
Amen.
Right? He will make the way when there's no way.
That's right.
Jesus.
Okay? So, and he restores my soul.
Uh-huh.
When I mess up.
Yes.
He fixes it up.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
When I break it,
uh-huh.
he repairs it.
Yes.
When I don't do the right thing,
uh-huh.
he makes it right.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The middle man.
Uh-huh.
So we can't, we try to do it.
Uh-huh.
We can't get it done.
That's right. Okay.
The best we do.
Uh-huh.
That's filter rags.
Yes,
right.
We don't know how to fix it.
Uh-uh.
We don't know where to go to get it fixed.
Uh-huh.
Okay. We don't know the right words to say.
Yes.
Or the right. And you might know the right words, but don't have the right attitude for saying it.
All right, guys.
And that's just as bad as not having the words to say.
All right.
Because when you have the wrong attitude, saying you might make it worse.
Amen.
So he restores our soul and he leads us in the path of righteousness for our name's sake.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Mm-hmm. He will lead you in the right place.
Yes, he will.
Follow the middle man.
Mm-hmm.
He will lead you in the right way.
Yes.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
Oh, yes.
For thou art with me.
Yes, yes.
The middle man is always there.
Amen.
You may think you are by yourself.
Uh-huh.
My Lord, my Lord.
But tell somebody you're not alone.
You're not alone.
The little man is still there.
The little man is still there.
Waiting on you to give him some instruction or to ask him what do we need. All right. He needs you to come to him.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
And plead your case to him. See, when you got your lawyer, you got to tell him everything.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And you need to tell him the truth so he can help you.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
You go there not telling him the truth, he can't help you.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Okay, because it's going to, proof will find its way out.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, say ye that walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will feel no evil, for thou art with me.
Amen.
And thou guard and thy staff comforts me.
Uh-huh.
Say, sometimes God had let a lot of correction come in there.
Amen.
Amen.
And get you back straightened up.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I heard him say in the word, foolishness is abound in the child.
Uh-huh.
But the rod of correction will drive it far from him.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes we need the rod of correction.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
To get us back on the right track.
Well,
so.
And the middleman know just how to use it.
Amen.
Yes.
Then he prepared the table for us.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And cut in the presence of our enemies.
Yes.
Okay, and our cup will fill up.
Mm-hmm.
And not only fill up, but overflow.
Yes.
Okay,
it will run over.
Amen.
All right. And then I heard him say in Psalm 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. If you death dwelleth in the secret place, okay, of the High God.
Amen.
Okay. And you be able to abide under his shelter.
Yes,
my Lord.
He got prepared for you.
Amen.
Your area of protection.
Uh-huh.
Even though you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death, you ain't worried about nothing.
Amen.
But God is with you.
Amen.
Goodness and mercy is following you.
Tell it, Pastor. Tell it.
Everything is there to help you.
Amen.
Yes.
Just abide in his shadow.
Amen.
Of the Almighty. And the Lord said that he is our refuge.
Uh-huh.
He's our fortress.
Yes, he is.
He's our God.
Amen.
And in him we need to put our trust.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So go to the middleman and put all your confidence, all your problems, all your cares, all your worries.
Into
his hand.
Yes,
my Lord.
Tell him what you want.
Uh-huh.
Somebody said Jesus on the main line.
Tell him what you want.
All right. So
my Lord.
So he is the middleman. You call him up.
Uh-huh.
And he turns around and call the Father up.
Amen. Yeah.
You
Amen.
Tell him what you need.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And he'll tell the Father what you need.
Amen.
So the Holy Ghost.
Uh-huh.
Make intercession for us.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And tell the God exactly what we need because we don't know
that's
what
right.
we need.
Amen.
Uh-huh. Like we do.
Yes.
We don't.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So surely he will, he shall deliver us from the snares of the fowl.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
From the nuisance pestilence if you use the plan.
Amen. Yes,
Tell somebody you just can't do it on your own.
You just can't do it on your own.
Okay. So if you just use the middleman.
Amen.
And he will make it all right.
Yes, he will.
So don't think of you being weak when you use the middleman.
Uh-huh.
You're being wise.
Yeah. That's right.
You're using the wisdom that God gives you.
Uh-huh.
And the power that he has in being your middle person.
Uh-huh.
He shall cover thee with his feathers.
Uh-huh.
And under his wings shalt thou trust.
Yes, right.
His truth
uh-huh.
shall be thy shelter and thy book.
Uh-huh.
The word of God is your shelter.
Yes,
your shield.
Yes.
And
yes.
He's your book.
Uh-huh.
The word of God is what you need to keep the enemy from bringing you down.
Amen. So, preach it, Pastor.
When they come on to you with all their negative talk, uh-huh. go to the word of God and find out how you can be delivered through the word of God.
Amen.
Because your victory is already won.
Uh-huh.
Jesus already paid the price. He's already won the battle.
That's right.
All we got to do is to go through with it.
Amen.
Stand in his word. Okay? Yeah. Standing on the word is good, but standing in the word is better.
Amen.
Amen.
Which is better for you, standing on your rooftop?
Uh-huh.
Standing inside the house.
Amen.
Okay? You need to be in your word.
Amen. That's
right. They're standing on his promises. That is all right, but you need to stand in his promise.
In his promise.
That's
yes.
right, my Lord.
Okay. Thou shalt not be afraid of.
Yes.
Amen.
The terror by night.
Uh huh.
Nor the arrow that fly by day.
Yes.
Day and night. Uh-huh. You ain't got to worry.
Amen.
Praise God.
You know, we can walk around. Yards and dead places like that all day long, feeling uh-huh. good because you can see everywhere it goes, and everything off from you mostly. Uh-huh. But at night, we get a little scared to go outside.
Yes,
but you don't have to do
well,
that.
Well, it's so, my
you
Lord.
You got to worry about the terror
uh-huh.
by night or the arrows by day.
That's Amen. Right.
God, your middle man got it covered.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, 1,000 shall fall at thy side.
Mm-hmm.
And 10,000 at the right hand.
My Lord.
But it shall not come.
Not come near thee.
Nigh thee.
No.
Okay. Chaos could be all around you.
Uh-huh.
And you be left standing in the word of God.
That's the word, my Lord.
Because it won't harm you.
Uh-huh.
It covers all around you.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to worry because the middleman got you covered.
Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Lord,
only with the eyes shall thou behold
uh-huh.
and see the reward of the wicked. Only with your eyes
uh-huh.
shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked.
Yes. That's right, my Lord.
For thou hast made the Lord,
uh-huh.
which is my refuge.
Yes.
Even the Most High and thy habitation.
Mm-hmm.
You will see that your refuge is in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody said, I heard somebody say that in the word of God, I got a higher place.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So that word is where you need to be.
Mm-hmm.
In him.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be abide by St. John 14:1. Let not your heart be troubled.
Tell it, Pastor. Mm-hmm.
You believe in God, believe also in me.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let your heart get troubled.
Amen.
Okay? Anybody had a trouble hot and so far this year?
Amen.
Don't let it get trouble.
Thank you, Lord.
The enemy is going to come up against you.
Amen.
If it hasn't already done so.
Yes.
Uh-huh. He's going to make you have a troubled heart.
Amen.
At least try to do so.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
but he doesn't have to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jesus said, don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let the people play on your pity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Don't worry about it. Give it to the Lord.
Give it to the Lord.
Just cast that care to him.
Mm-hmm.
That shall tread upon that line.
Mm-hmm.
And Adler, the young lions and the dragon shall thou trample under feet.
Mm-hmm.
So you better do all of that.
Amen.
All the trouble come to you that be like a lion or come like a snake adder.
Mm-hmm.
Dragon, anything that come after you, you be able to trap it on your feet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because you're gonna know that the middleman is having it for you.
Amen.
Don't let spiritual things be involved in your physical things.
That's right, my Lord.
Okay, your spiritual thing is what you are battered in, and your victory is in your spiritual.
Yes.
Because the other part is going to have to go through.
Praise God.
Okay. Many are the afflictions of the righteous.
Many. Glory be to God.
But God
will
deliver you out of them all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the verse 15 say that he shall call upon me.
Yes, sir.
And I will answer him.
Mm-hmm.
I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him.
Yes.
And honor him. Mm-hmm. God will do that for you.
Yes, he will.
He said in his word, and he will.
Yes, he will.
Because whatever God says, you can count on it.
Yes.
It shall come to pass. Yes.
That's right. No.
Okay. So, man messed up and lost his connection. God had to do something.
Yes, sir.
Because the world was getting wickeder
and
wickeder.
And wickeder. That's
all the time.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Just Jesus. Like it's going now.
Amen.
Amen.
It's going bad to worse.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
All the time.
All the time.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And the end time.
Uh-huh.
Can't be but so far away.
My Lord.
And we need the middleman.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Take us through this.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. We sin and we're caught up in sin.
My Lord.
The word said we got an advocate. Jesus Christ the righteous.
Yes, sir.
We got him to go between.
Glory be to God.
Our Lord and our Savior.
Amen.
Yes, yes, yes.
And plead our case for us.
Mm-hmm.
All right. He will. And he did.
Yes, sir. Take care.
Made it all right.
Mm-hmm.
For us. Say that heaven and earth
my Lord
was searched.
Glory be to God.
Somebody said in the song that I went to the highest mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't find nobody.
Yeah.
Went to the sea.
Tell it,
couldn't
Pastor.
Find nobody.
Amen.
Went wide and far. Couldn't find nobody.
Can't find nobody.
Nobody above. Nobody beneath. Nobody greater than Jesus.
Amen.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Who this for?
Amen.
But Jesus.
Amen.
Justice came.
Uh-huh.
It's time for the pay up.
That's right.
Mankind couldn't do it.
Uh-huh.
But Jesus said,
Jesus,
prepare me a body.
Yes, sir.
And I'll go down.
Yes, right.
And I'll redeem them for you.
Uh-huh.
The middleman.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory be to God.
From heaven.
Yes.
To the earth.
Yes, he did.
And pleaded our case.
Yes.
He was sentenced to death on the cross.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Paid the bill. Because he was found guilty by the perpetrators.
Amen.
But he was not guilty.
Yes.
But he took the place up, took our place.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
So he wasn't guilty, but we were guilty.
Amen.
And he gave up his life.
Yes, he did.
So that we could live.
Amen.
The middleman.
Middleman.
Said, don't take them.
Mm-hmm.
I go in that stead.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He was perfect.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He was unblemished.
Yes.
He was the right one.
Yes, he was.
That was on and the only one.
Uh-huh.
Paul couldn't go.
My Lord.
Nehemiah couldn't go.
Mm-hmm.
Abraham couldn't go.
Glory be to God.
Moses couldn't go.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
David couldn't go.
Uh-huh.
All the prophets that would come before.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody.
Nobody.
That word.
Amen.
Not even the angels.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
In heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Found word.
Amen.
And it looked like man was losing.
My Lord.
Uh-huh.
But somebody said that they looked under the altar.
Yes.
And saw one coming up.
Uh-huh.
Before the two generations.
Yeah.
Coming up to great choirs.
Yes, sir.
And tribulation.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up.
Uh-huh.
Of his vestal in his hand.
My
coming
Lord.
Up.
Uh-huh.
Glory for us.
Mm-hmm.
And he was found worthy
mm-hmm.
to die for. So the spectrum wide.
Yes.
High.
Yes, sir.
Pierced him in the side.
Tell it, Pastor. Tell it.
Taught him to give up the ghost.
Yes.
We needed the middleman.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
He died. Heaven and earth rock.
Yes.
He died. Saints of God got up.
Yes.
He died of Jerusalem. When he got died.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Sin had to go.
Yes.
The wages of sin is death.
That's right.
The gift of God is eternal life.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Jesus paid that price.
Yes, he did.
For our sin.
Yes, he did.
One man caused sin to come upon everybody.
Uh-huh.
One man caused sin to be taken away.
Amen. Yeah.
All you got to do is go to the middleman.
That's right.
And get it.
Yeah.
But if we confess our sins,
uh-huh.
just and right to forgive us our sins.
Yes.
And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Amen.
Jesus said, come to me.
Yes, sir.
I already paid the price.
Amen.
Come to me.
Tell it,
call on the name of the Lord.
Uh-huh.
And you shall be saved.
Amen.
Come to me.
Come to me.
Here, make it a thing. But the only way to get it done, you have to be. You must be born again.
Amen.
And that very birth comes as believing in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And, and confessing that Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
Yes,
he
Amen.
And he will make it all right.
Amen.
He will. Yes, he will. Never fail.
Amen.
Amen.
How did I make it all these years? How did I make it this far? Through the valley and over the hill. I know it had to be God. How did I make it through the storm? How did I make it through the rain? Oh, yeah. If you really want to know just how I got here, it's so easy to explain. It was God's grace. It was God's grace. It was God's grace. Amazing grace.
God
I made it this far. Yes, I did.
Through
the grace of God. Lord, I thank you.
My Lord.
How you brought me.
Thank you, Lord.
How you brought me through the night.
My Lord.
Lord, you kept me.
Yes, sir.
Never left me.
Yeah, yeah.
Stood by my side. There were so many times that I've come so far. Oh, man, death tried to take me in. So the reason I'm here,
my Lord,
it's not hard for me to say. It's so easy for me to explain. God's grace, God's grace,
God's
grace. Oh, I made it this far, yes, I did. By the grace of God. Lord, I thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
How you brought me.
Thank the Lord.
How you brought me through the night.
Lord,
you kept me.
Lord,
you never left me.
Thank the Lord.
You stood by my side. Yes, you did. There were so many times I came so close. Oh, man, death. Try to take me in. So the reason I'm here, it's not hard for me to see. In fact, it's so easy for me to explain. It was God's grace, God's grace. God's grace is amazing. Oh, I made it this far, yes, I did. By the grace of God.
God's grace.
By his grace.
Thank you.
And his mercy. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hey. Now may the grace of God, the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with each of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.